This is Bronson Hermuth coming to you direct from Nashville, Tennessee. We're sitting in Tim's friend Johnny's studio. He's kind enough to let us use it today. And I have the honor of being with Mr. Tim Gonzalez. Tim, thank you for doing this.
Hey, Bronson, you know it, man.
Man, where are you from?
I was born and raised in Brownsville, Texas, and at what's called the Rio Grande Valley. It's way down south. Actually, it's on the border of Texas and Matamoros, Mexico.
So when did you start playing music? I mean, when was that? How old were you?
Actually, man, I was 13, and I started out as a singer in a garage band. My dad used to lend us the garage, and we'd open it up, and we had, you know, keyboards and drums and bass. So I started out actually as a singer. And then a friend of my brother's, his name was Gilbert Vela, he actually turned me on to the harmonica. Because when I was a younger kid, I was a little heavy. So he said one day, he had it in his pocket, and he says, "Hey, here you go, Tim, take this harmonica. You might want to, you know, play that a little bit, and it might help you lose a little weight."
Really?
So when he gave me that harmonica, that was like, this is what I was going to be doing. Because actually, he had been playing 5 years. He was a harmonica and a saxophone player. And I think 9 months later, he heard me playing. He says, "Dude, I should have never given you that harmonica."
So
it was kind of a natural, it came natural to me.
Was there people in your family that play? Was your family musical?
My sister could play a little bit. And my grandfather, I think he played a little bit of the old style harmonica, you know, the old Susanna and all mm-hmm. that good stuff where you could play the chords and the lead together.
Sure.
So he played a little bit, but that's not really, I think, where I really got the started was, you know, musically, because I started singing first.
Right.
So I kind of really liked to sing, but then actually I got behind the harmonica and was trying to always be singing with the harmonica instead of with my vocal. So I kind of left the vocal alone and started playing my harmonica more.
So do you remember your first paid gig?
Actually, my first, this is funny that you asked that, because my first paid gig, I was working at a bowling alley. So I was a real good bowler, and my grandfather wanted me to become a professional bowler. And the band that I played with, just a lot, I would just come and sit in with them. They called me, and it was on a New Year's Eve, and they were doing a gig out at a St. Joseph Academy, which was a Christian school. And they said, "Hey, man, we got this gig and we need you, man. You need to come up." So it was, I was 17, I think, at the time. And I was in a dilemma. Do I shut the bowling alley down and go do this gig? Or what am I going to do?
Right.
So what I did was I shut the bowling alley down, got fired, but I went to go do the gig.
Did you get the gig?
I got the gig. I went to the gig. I showed up at 11 o'clock. And people were wanting to come in because it was, you know, it was New Year's and people were still bowling till 1 o'clock in the morning. But I shut it down. I had the keys. I shut it down. Man. Got in my car. Went home. I lived about 6 blocks from home. Grabbed my harps and went to the gig. So that was my first paying gig that I remember. Yeah.
So you worked right there in your area. You started playing for money around there.
I started playing around Brownsville. Which we had a lot of. Plus it's the island, South Padre Island. So that led to me playing on the island, which we did a lot of, you know, we did a lot of reggae, did a lot of different styles of music. So I was exposed to all kinds of music growing up in South Texas, you know. And I guess when I was younger, going back, I used to go to this Kmart. It was a Kmart store. So my influences were all George Harmonica Smith, you know, all the old guys, you know, Naturally Little Walter. And I'd go and I'd buy all these records and I'd come home. And I'd play them. So I was kind of self-taught, but I, you know, like I said before, a lot of that came natural to me. I would hear it, and I would be able to play it.
Right.
So that's kind of where I got started.
So how did you come to be in Nashville?
Back in 92, actually funny, thinking about that, Johnny moved here, I think, about 4 or 5 years before I did. And he, you know, I played in bands, and we actually had this band called the South Bogars and the South Texas Whalers. And back in, I think it was in, I can't remember actually the year, but I think it was back in 86, we went and won the Dodge Wrangler Country Showdown.
Oh, okay.
So that got us here. And that's the first time when I was at the Grand Ole Opry, I got to meet Charlie McCoy.
Right.
So Charlie was a real good influence. I mean, as far as country harmonica, he's probably the best harmonica player, recorded harmonica player in Nashville or probably anywhere.
I'm with you.
And So, you know, I just continued, you know, we continued playing as the South Texas Whalers. And I decided, you know, one night I said, you know, I've done a lot of stuff in Texas. I've done a lot of regional stuff. And I thought, you know, I don't want to be 65 sitting on my porch saying, why didn't I try to go to Nashville and record some music?
Right.
So that's when I made the move. I made the move with my family in 1992. And my daughter was 3, and my youngest was, I think, 3 months old. So we made the move, and I've been here ever since, which is 18 years later.
So you remember the actual first gig when somebody hires you to play down here?
Actually, the first gig that I got in Nashville was, I think it was, I did a demo inside a bathroom.
Cool.
Yeah, inside a bathroom, you know, like the converted houses.
Right.
And someone heard me play out at a jam somewhere, and they said, man, I need some harmonica on this track. And so I think that was my first demo gig that I did. And first gig, I guess I actually held an all-pro blues jam for like 15 years. And I went to this guy that was by my house where I lived out in Hermitage. And I said, you know, I got this idea of bringing a bunch of great musicians together that play on the road. And I'd like to bring this to you. And he says, well, what are you going to do? So I gave him the concept of the idea, and it became the all-pro blues jam.
Yeah.
But before that, I was lucky enough to get on Atlantic Records with two guys that were, one was from Georgia and one was from Texas, and his name was Johnny Park and Randy Archer. So they were sort of trying to be like Brooks and Dunn, which that never developed because, you know, Brooks and Dunn was really huge in their time. But I recorded on their record. So that was my first big master session that I did, and that was back in 96.